This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares with senior USA Prepares instructor, Dr. Norman Chewley, medical doctor. We've been talking about brain elasticity, and we've been talking about getting smarter. And it can be done. But I don't think you can become smarter, from my perspective, by not exercising your brain. By putting your brain in park and just, you know, coming home from work and doing a swan dive on the couch, watching the blue screen flicker, and then waking up the next morning and repeating it all over again, going to work and coming home and doing a swan dive on the couch. I don't think you can gain too much from that, as compared to reading and using your mind and becoming inventive. And I'm afraid that many of Americans are becoming more sloppy, more lazy, and yielding to the easy way rather than the difficult way. You know, it's easier to watch TV for many people than it is to read a book. However, when you read a book, you have to use your imagination. And I think it's really important if you want to be creative. And Dr. Chewley, any comments on that?
You're reading my mind. No, I totally agree. I consider reading about a billion times better for your brain than watching television.
I was talking with Charles in Ohio. He was instructing us about engines and thermodynamics and efficiency and things like that. And he mentioned a name that I remember from the past. And the name is Smokey Unick, Y-U-N-I-C-K. And Smokey Unick was a brilliant, brilliant mechanic, race car driver, and really an innovator in his day. And I decided I wanted to buy some of, they're hard to find, but I found a three-volume set of Smokey Unick's books. And I bought them, and I'm delighted to have those books. And it's really kind of funny, Dr. Chewley, because, well, not funny, it's really kind of sad that I love buying books. I've been to a bookstore, and the bookstore will get a set of encyclopedia, and they'll price it at $10. And this is the kind of thing that it takes two crates and, you know, two or three trips to the car to take them home for $10. I mean, there's more BTUs in the material if you were to burn them than $10 would buy if you were buying wood. Now, I'm not suggesting burning books. I'm not doing that at all. What I'm saying is there's a lot of value there, even for fires. But people don't seem to want to read anymore.
No, I agree.
And it's very, very sad.
I read about one book a week. That's my goal. Mm-hmm.
One of the goals that I had for our children, but I did not achieve it, and I'm kind of disappointed in myself. Actually, I'm very disappointed in myself for not making this happen as I wanted it to happen. And that was, when I was growing up, we had a used set of World Book Encyclopedia. And there are lots of pictures in there, and for a young person, a World Book is, compared to Britannica, was a very pleasant way of learning. And what I wanted our children to do was every day, just read one page. One page. That was one thing. And I wanted our children to learn every day one new word. And I did not achieve that. But I think that would have been a really good thing to do. You have a comment on that, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's just no question that to keep yourself generally healthy, you have to use yourself. You have to use your brain and your body. And either use it or lose it. It's that simple.
Well, I can prove that what you said is right with myself. For example, when I had a job at the bank and I was designing computer systems, and I was meeting with the senior management, and you know, I would have discussions at a pretty high level, and designing at a very intricate level. So I was really using my brain building these systems, and they had to work. It's not like I could waste time and say, well, you know, I need more time and more time and more time and never deliver anything. I should had to deliver. Well, after I left the bank and became a farmer, I was out there in Virginia just talking to the cows, and my vocabulary shrunk. I mean, you know, I could say, come on. I mean, you know, I could talk to the cows, but it was, I could literally found my vocabulary dropping, you know, maybe 1 or 2% a day. And at one point I said, whoa, this is nuts. If I've got to get back to where I was. So I did. But you're absolutely right about using it or losing it. And on that path, I was reading something yesterday which I thought was really fascinating, and I'd like to actually experiment with this. And there was an article that I found that said exposure to blue light can be effective in lowering your blood pressure. It can be as effective as medication. And it talked about the release of nitric oxide because blue light stimulates, according to this article, the release of nitric oxide relaxes blood vessels. And that relates to, well, you know, in white light is all light colors put together, like the sun is, you know, white light. If you put all that together, in that white is blue, and blue seems to, according to this article, relax the blood vessels and stimulate the release of nitric oxide, which you can get through eating blueberries, which are good for the circulatory system as well, as I've read. And I was fascinated by this, and at what frequency they're saying 450 nanometers of pure blue light for 30 minutes can reduce your blood pressure. Of course, naturally, I want to try that. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about that? You've talked about blue foods, you know, blueberries, vegetables in that family of color, and color affects, you know, how the body uses the vegetables. And the Alaskan blueberry, the wild Alaskan blueberry, is part of Kayani's Nitro Extreme, which is designed to release nitric oxide, correct?
All of the above is true. Interestingly, on the other hand, full spectrum light has more study behind it. And for treating, for instance, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, one form of depression, which is much worse when there's less bright light in the winter months, full spectrum light is the usual one. But we're all unique and individual. And so I don't know how blue light differentiates specifically and what the percentages are compared to full spectrum light, but light does affect mood.
So what I was thinking about doing, Dr. Shealy, is in the studio, the overhead lights in the studio are about 15 feet up in the air.
Right.
And I was thinking that I can, we're using our dining room now as my broadcast studio. And I was thinking about these blue LED lights that I found in China that are 450 nanometers. They're 45 watts. I was thinking about building a driver for them to power them at the proper voltage. And I was thinking about putting them overhead at 15 feet. So I wouldn't be looking up at the blue lights, but it'd be kind of like a floodlight pattern coming down on me. in the studio, and I was thinking about building a DC power supply for that and experimenting with, does that affect blood pressure? I was interested to experiment with that. What are your thoughts? Or do you think there's some risks in doing that?
Well, again, I've focused for the last 30-plus years on full-spectrum light, but there is evidence that blue light, on the other hand, you know, I don't know that I want blue light in my room all day. I wonder.
Yeah, no, I don't mean all day. I'm just thinking, I don't spend all day in the studio. I'll come in, you know, do some prep for the broadcast, and I can have a switch on the wall that will, you know, turn this on or off, or even a timer, for example. And I could, you know, give myself 30 minutes or an hour, and
oh, yeah,
it goes.
That could work.
Okay. I'm thinking I'm going to do that. I with this particular LED system, I have to build or fabricate a heat sink, because I can get the LEDs, but it doesn't come with a heat sink. So I have to build the heat sink and the power supply. And maybe what I should do is take some photos of it, you know, before and after, how I constructed the heat sink in the final prototype, if you will, or, you know, the best prototype, and see if it works. Okay. I just wanted to share that with you. And one of the things that came to my mind as I read the headlines of this article was Billy Rubin. I remember that when people were born, some of them looked jaundiced, and kind of a yellow color to their skin. And nurses would put them in, they'd wrap their eyes so they couldn't look up at the light, and it was a blue-colored light.
Actually, it was ultraviolet. In fact, our second child was born with that, and he was treated for, I don't know, 5 days or so with exposure to ultraviolet light.
And, you know, non-invasive? You know, no needle pricks.
He was locked up in the hospital. So I don't have any hours they used it.
Yeah, locked up in a small prison. But when, you know, a newborn probably doesn't realize that they're locked up in one of these isolettes. But it's not like surgery. It's not like there's pain involved. It's just, you know, can't escape this plexiglass cell. But, you know, it's not like their arms are tied and, you know, they can't roll over and that kind of stuff.
I found one article on it. I'll read it for you.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Yeah, Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many, over several years now, testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shilley's with us. Dr. Shilley, did you want to mention anything else about brain elasticity?
This is an article in the journal Concussion, published just October 15th mm-hmm. of this year. And it says, evidence suggests that light, particularly in the blue wavelength, has powerful alerting cognitive and circadian phases, shifting properties that could be used for treatment. But also red and green may have be equally important effects. So it says, despite the known effects, more research is needed. And so apparently...
Okay.
There's a lot of individuality as which works for whom.
Okay, so that's back to your point that you said prior to the break, full spectrum lighting, because that will contain the red, the blue, and the green.
All of it. And, of course, John Ott is the one responsible for putting full spectrum light on the market many, many years ago, 40 years practically.
Does it say what the full spectrum frequency is? Is it like 6,000 degrees Kelvin, 5,000 degrees Kelvin?
Sorry, I don't know.
Does it say? Okay. What I'll do is I'll research that. I was reading an article about zinc deficiencies during pregnancy is now linked to autism in babies. So yes. Not getting enough zinc.
No yeah. question.
And I remember when Mrs. Finelli and I were thinking of having children, her doctor put her on a prenatal vitamin.
It contains zinc, I bet.
And mineral supplement. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, what's interesting about that is not many people were thinking about being healthy to make a healthy child. They're just thinking, you know, have the child and then, you know, then take care of the child, but not building the child as, you know, as healthy as possible from even before the start.
Well, absolutely.
Before conception.
Everything affects everything, of course.
Mm-hmm. So, what are your thoughts on zinc as a supplement? Is
well,
it just for those who are... okay.
It's really important, but so is copper. And the ratio between zinc and copper is crucially important. So, basically, you need roughly five times as much zinc as you do of copper for optimal health.
Okay, so I just wrote down five times as much zinc as copper, and I'm looking for that full spectrum frequency. I have not
found
it yet.
I just found it here. It says at noon the brightness is 5,000 to 5,500 K, whereas the soft, warm light bulbs in your home have 2,700 to 3,000. Full spectrum mimic daylight at 6,500.
We've been
And it's 6,500 K.
Okay, so daylight is
6,500 K, and the light intensity is 10,000 lux of the full spectrum light bulbs.
Okay, so what we're saying is daylight, which would be sunlight, is 6,500 degrees Kelvin, or K. And I guess the LED, the closest we would get to LED, would be 5,500 degree Kelvin. And I can tell you that we've been experimenting with that in our home. Now, the softer white, which would be more the color of an incandescent light bulb, is close to like 2,500 to 3,000 degree Kelvin. And, that, you know, if you're older, that's what you grew up with, and maybe that's what you kind of like. But I can tell you that for seeing and looking at things with, at detail level, like if you're in a dentist's office, they're going to want something more like natural sunlight at a higher degree Kelvin, more like 5,000 degrees. But I can tell you, in our kitchen, the cabinets look great under 3,000 degree, and I've got them intermixed with 5,000 degree, and the cabinets look washed out.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Northern California wildfire is now the deadliest and the most destructive in that state's history. The Camp Fire has killed 29 people and it's destroyed over 6,000 homes and other buildings. In Southern California, this man barely escaped the Woolsey Fire.
I have a 9-month pregnant wife. It's been the most terrible thing that's ever happened to our family.
The man accused of sending pipe bombs to over a dozen critics of President Trump will be returning to court soon today. Cesar Sayoc has a pretrial hearing in federal court in New York City. The 56-year-old Sayoc is facing charges of waging a domestic terrorist attack. A football fan in critical condition after falling out of the stands at Nissan Stadium in Nashville during the Titans game against the Patriots yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and just as a side detour, there's a company called Cowboy Streetlight Concealments. It's a small company. And what this company does is they make streetlight concealments and camera enclosures. They are in the business of hiding cameras that capture what you do when you're in the area or the field of view of these cameras. And I just wanted to tell you, class, it's outrageous, it's over the top. And who's using these cameras? Well, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, known as the DEA, and Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, ICE, are using these. They are hiding cameras in undisclosed covert surveillance systems. They are putting these cameras in streetlights around the country. So when you stop at a traffic light or go under a streetlight, that's where these cameras may be. Worse than that, if you've seen those orange with the reflective white stripe barrels on the side of the road alerting you that maybe there's a pothole there, or the shoulder is soft and you can, you know, have an accident if your vehicle goes into the shoulder, those orange barrels now may contain hidden surveillance equipment that communicates wirelessly with other communications equipment to record what the camera sees. So Big Brother is out in full force, and the government corporations are buying these and hiding cameras, allegedly for your protection. Now, there's some of us who don't want to be monitored. And in the corrupt state of Missouri, we just found out that license plates are being replaced. So I've got perfectly good license plates. You know, they work. They do everything they're supposed to, except they don't have this stripe in them that allows them to be tracked as well as my previous versions. What I'm saying is they're going to replace everybody's license plates in the corrupt state of Missouri with ones that are more able to monitor your travels and where your vehicle is. I object to it. I want to learn how it works, and I will be doing some research on that as well. But just a side detour about what's happening with the corrupt government corporations and what they're doing to us. Dr. Shuley, you have any comments about being observed from hidden cameras?
You're attacking the evil empire.
Right. I am.
You know, I still am not certain whether we're going to have a physical civil war. We have a verbal civil war going on right now. Mm-hmm. But whether it's going to become truly a physical war, I wouldn't bet against it.
Mm-hmm. And I just can't imagine what people want. You know, the good old system where if you worked hard, you could become an apprentice, or you could work hard and learn more and more and more, and then you could become kind of a leader in that field, and then you could teach others. And that's the way it used to work. But now, who wants to do that? It's too hard. Way too hard. That's the way we do it here. But I refuse to be a victim. I just absolutely refuse to be a victim. I have a response. I bought something on the internet. I bought a book set. Let's see if I can find my response. Okay. So I bought this book set. It was Smokey Unick's Garage. It's called The Best Damn Garage in Town. And it's a 3-volume set, and it's rare. Pretty rare. And I bought it not as an investment, but I bought it because I wanted to learn the information. So the guy that sells it to me, we agreed on a price. The price was $150 shipped for 3 books. And to me, that's kind of a lot. And they were old, but they were in perfect condition. And it comes with a case. So the 3 books go in this fiberboard case. And this guy and I agree on $150, shipping included. Then he changed his mind. Then he wants more money for shipping. And I agreed reluctantly. And what he did was he put it in a flat rate box with no packing at all. And so this very heavy book set rattled around in there. and the case was banged up and split. So he sent me an email, and he says, quote, "Hello, I hope you're satisfied with your delivery. I would really appreciate you rate me for this transaction as I'm trying to build up my store ratings. Also, if you have any tips, please let me know. Thank you again." My response, quote, "No, I'm not happy with this purchase. Number one, we agreed on a price of $150, including shipping. Then you did not honor that agreement, saying that you made a mistake. Number two, then you put the heavy three-volume set in a box without packing nor padding, and it was damaged in shipment. This is a semi-rare limited production set. How about you honor our original agreement of $150? You were careless with my property. Once I paid for it, it was mine. I trusted you to pack it properly. You don't deserve high ratings as I see it. What do you think?" That was my response.
Good what on I'm saying, you, Dr. Mate, and I bet you he won't agree.
Well, he hasn't responded, but it's only been 3 days. Now, the point is, people seem to want instant gratification. Rank me highly and well for something I didn't do. And I object to carelessness, Dr. Shuley, in class. I do. You know, the minute that I paid for it, it was mine. It happened to be in his possession, but he should have taken care of it. But he didn't. So, what am I going to do? Now, I can walk away and say, it's too much trouble to give this guy the rating he deserves. No, I'm going to make sure he gets the rating he deserves. And I think we all need to do that, class. I really mean that. Take the time out and help other people from making mistakes like I made by trusting this guy. So now I'm getting to the point where my trust seems to be something that I want to release very slowly. I don't want to give it away. I want to release it when it's earned. And I've become like this. I didn't start out like this. I used to trust everybody. But the more bruises, scars, and burns I have from misusing the trust that I've been giving out, the less likely I am to give it out. And Ronald Reagan said it, trust but verify. He was right. He was absolutely right. Oh, we trust our enemies. We just want to verify it. He's absolutely right. Any comments, Dr. Shuley, on that?
You're right. Of course.
Okay.
It's hard for us to disagree.
Okay. So, there's an article that I think we need to talk about. It's medically related. Headlines. Daily Mail. Turkey salmonella outbreak sparks panic weeks before Thanksgiving. One dead, 63 hospitalized, more than 100 sickened by meat bought across the U.S. The CDC today, and this is published November 8th. CDC today announced a recent spike in infections from raw meat, even pet food. Salmonella is the bacteria that's offending it. It's been traced back to various products sold across the U.S. in the past year. So it looks like we need to make sure that if we're going to have turkey for Thanksgiving, we need to cook it well. And my understanding is 165 degrees Fahrenheit is the internal temperature that a raw whole turkey must reach to kill the bacteria. Your thoughts, Dr. Shuley?
Yeah, no question about it. Let's face it. Serious and illness and death occur from contaminated food, especially meats, but also dairy products. Those are the two of the top ones where, you know, killing bacteria can happen.
My grandmother did something that I found unusual, but I was very young, so I didn't know very much. And I'm talking in the 1950s. So I was born in the early 50s. And so toward the end of the 50s, I'd be in the kitchen with my grandmother. And if she bought meat from the butcher shop, she would wash it in salt water. Literally, she'd wash the meat. And I didn't understand that. And she said, it's dirty. It's dirty. So she knew that saline solution would help kill some of the bacteria on the meat prior to cooking it. You never see that, Dr. Sheila. You never see that today, right?
Oh, no.
Was she wasting her time, or was this something that made sense?
Well, there's no question. Just water alone, washing it would wash out some of it, and certainly the salt would help increase that. So, I think she was smart.
Okay. So for Thanksgiving class, if you're going to have a turkey, which many do, and for Christmas, when you have family and friends over, I suggest that you look up some instructions to, you can find them on the internet, or you can find them in your cookbooks, to handle that meat properly. And you have to wash your hands, too, because we have purchased packaged chicken in one of those, packages, fresh chicken at the store, put it in the refrigerator, open it up a day or so later, and it smells rotten. Okay? It smells really bad. So in the fire it goes. So be really careful and make sure that you cook your turkey and your chicken very, very well. Wash your hands at least 20 seconds, at least 20 seconds to get off most of the bacteria. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Thought were infinite. One was the universe and the other was stupidity. And he said he wasn't so sure about the former. But he was sure about stupidity being infinite. And here's one example of it. Human drugs are flowing into the waterways. The animals that live in the waterways and the plants are consuming drugs, painkillers, antidepressants, and other drugs that humans take and after excreting them, I get flushed into the municipal sewer systems and they are not removing them. Okay? So now we have aquatic life that is living in a stew of chemicals, medicines, if you will, that we flush down the toilets. Now, in Australia, there was a study that was done, and they looked for 98 different medical drugs between the years of 2014 and 2015. They found 69 of those drugs in the 98 that they were looking for. So, in the water, there are insects, and there are spiders and trouts and platypus and so forth. And all of these life forms are consuming these human drugs. And so what are the most common drugs that are found in the insects? Tramadol. That's a form of synthetic opiate. Codeine. It's and an antifungal drug, and high blood pressure medication called metoprolol, and an antidepressant. Those are the ones that they found the most. It is absolutely crazy that we are poisoning our own food supply and water supply by doing this. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts? What is there a way out?
Well, not as long as we have government, because government is responsible for fluoride in our water and all kinds of other poisons, including glyphosate. So why would we trust them for anything?
I agree with you. I don't trust government corporations for anything. Absolutely nothing. Especially when they say they're here to help. You know, when a government corporate employee comes to our farm, I know it's about no good. They're not up to anything any good. Well, they want to track, spy, record, monitor, annotate, whatever they... That's all they do. They're in the way. But it sure would be nice if they got something right. And I'm very concerned about what's in our water, because we are literally flushing it down the drain, and we are in water. There's a class. There is within a very, very, very small percentage. The water supply is finite on this planet. Finite. That means that we are reusing the same water that was used thousands and thousands of years ago. Actually, since the beginning of water, we're using the same water. The same water. Absolutely true. So we need to be careful. We can't use our oceans as a dump, but that's what municipalities do. They just collect trash removal. It's actually a trash relocation system. It's taking the trash, now it's out of your sight, and it's in the ocean, or it's in a big pile somewhere. Very quickly, I want to tell you why I'm saying this. Because I was near St. Louis, and I was really hungry and thirsty. And I would not stop to eat near St. Louis. As a matter of fact, I made it all the way home in 3 hours. Because I didn't want to drink the water or eat the food from that area. Because there's a toxic burning waste dump there. It's radioactive. Westlake landfill. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
I'm with you all the way. All city water is toxic.
There you go. Absolutely.
St. Louis is the most toxic city in the country.
Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Shealy.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.